We're heading into the weekend with a stormy Friday afternoon and evening across eastern New York and western New England. And as we move into the weekend, it's still going to be on the stormy side tomorrow with plenty of humidity. But after that, moving into Sunday, we're looking at dry conditions through just about the entire region. And moving into Monday and the 4th of July on Tuesday, we're looking at drier conditions and lower levels of humidity as well. So the weekend starts off stormy and very humid tomorrow, and then conditions really improve dramatically Sunday into Monday and even for the 4th of July on Tuesday. For now, though, we have to focus on thunderstorms across our region today. We have the potential for some heavy thunderstorms moving through the next few hours, and some of these storms will have the potential to produce damaging wind gusts and hail. Another big concern is the heavy rainfall. As some of these downpours come through, we have potential for some flash flooding, so be aware if you're in an area that is prone to flooding when it rains heavily. This is certainly a possibility, at least, moving through the late day hours into this evening, and of course, with every thunderstorm comes the threat for lightning. So thunderstorms are in the forecast through the first part of tonight. It'll tend to settle down as the evening moves along, though there might still be a shower or rumble of thunder later at night. It's a mild and muggy night across the area, with temperatures dropping into the 60s to near 70 degrees. Tomorrow, it's another very humid day with those dew point temperatures up around 70, so we're talking about oppressive humidity, and with a cold front coming in, another round of showers and thunderstorms is likely moving through the day tomorrow. Just like today, we have potential for some damaging wind gusts, hail, and some locally heavy downpours with these storms. And also, of course, be aware of that lightning threat. You know, a lot of people have plans to be outside tomorrow, so that's something that you will definitely need to keep in mind. Now, the cold front sweeps through the region late tomorrow into tomorrow night. It's going to clear out on Sunday, so I think we're looking generally dry. There might be a passing shower or storm northwest of Albany. We'll see the humidity come down Sunday, especially into Monday. And again, things are looking very pleasant on both Monday and Tuesday. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, muggy, low in the 60s to near 70. And for tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely, especially afternoon, warm and very humid, high 78 to 86. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, muggy, low in the 60s to around 70. And for tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely, especially afternoon, warm and very humid, high 78 to 86. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, variably cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, muggy, low in the 60s to around 70. And for tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms likely, especially afternoon, warm and very humid, high 78 to 86. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, variably cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, muggy, low in the 60s to around 70. And for tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely, especially afternoon, warm and very humid, high 78 to 86. Region-wide on Sunday, partly sunny, chance of a passing shower or storm, mainly northwest of Albany, turning less humid with highs in the 80s, and on Monday, partly sunny and pleasant, high 76 to 82. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.